Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the things that we as Muslims should understand, that every single thing that we do, it's a very deep philosophical discussion, but we don't want to get into the philosophy of it, that every single thing that we do, think, say, has a existential effect. I mean, it comes into existence and it has an impact on us, good or bad, depending on what the thing is that we have done. Therefore, we understand that actions are related to things beyond the physical realm. There is a link between this realm and the next one. And again, this is a very, philosophical discussion in explaining the existence of the other realms that are here. That philosopher, just as a brief explanation, the philosophers believe in four realms. That is the realm of ilah, or the divine realm, the realm of the aql, or the intellectual realm, the realm of khayal, or mithal, which is known as the imaginative realm, and then obviously this material realm, or the, what is known as the madda, the material realm. Again, we don't want to get into the explanation of these four. So basically what is understood is that an act that is done here obviously impacts the others as well. There is a lane and a chain. And this tradition that has the Zahra Salam Allah Alayha mentions and we would like to share indicates this, that there is a chain and a link via our good deeds that will not leave us, and they will take us and they will be shown to us later on. The results will come to us. So she says, quoting her beloved father, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again she says that قَالَ أَبِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed, surely, stay away from stinginess, or bukhl, right? Stinginess. For surely that tree of stinginess is from the fire, right? It's from the fire. So obviously an act that you do has impact in the next realm. The roots of that tree are in this world. So the roots of that tree are in this world. So that person who attaches himself to those roots of the tree of bukhl that is in the fire of hell, that tree of stinginess and greediness that is in that, the fire of hell, if he attaches himself to it, those roots that are in this world from a tree that is sourced somewhere else will obviously then take him to the fire. Therefore, the opposite is also true in terms of the good deeds. If a person is generous, so therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, obviously generous doesn't mean that you will go to the fire, no. What we mean generosity is that the person will go to Jannah and to paradise, that the good stuff will come to you inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who are, generous, and not of those who are stingy and greedy. InshaAllah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.